Welcome to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, groundbreaking research, and heartwarming stories about the reasons we smile. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the great shows that previously aired, log on to thereasonswesmile.com or iTunes, keyword Dr. Kvitko or The Reasons We Smile. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Call 459-9769 to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Reasons We Smile. Thank you so much for joining me today. It's going to be a great day. Hey, today we have a full-blooded Canadian in the studio. We're going to talk about, it's going to be a Canada versus USA show. It's going to be fun. And if you want to watch the show, you can go to ustreamtv.com and click on either or type in either The Reasons We Smile or Dr. Kvitko. And if you would like to follow me on Twitter, it's at Dr. Kvitko. And my Facebook page is Dr. Kvitko and Associates. And we just revamped the Facebook page. It's pretty cool. So check it out and like us. And we would really appreciate that. So, yeah, we're gonna talk about the differences between the Canadian system, the U.S. system. And so with me in the studio is Randy Eckler. He is a plumber and pipe fitter in Toronto, Canada. He works at industrial sites such as nuclear power plants, oil and gas installations, and also in the automobile manufacturing realm. So I just wanted to mention, you know, how Randy, you know, well, first of all, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thanks for getting up early.
No problem.
Well, that's what he says. But it looks like it was a problem.
Talk to me in an hour when I'm back asleep.
Talk to you when you're back asleep. Okay. So you know how, I don't know if people know this, but you know how we refer to America as USA?
Yes.
You know, U period, S period, A period. Well, really, Canada is known as CND. Did you know that? C period, N period, D period? You didn't know that?
No.
Yeah, the trouble is every time a Canadian says it, they go C-A, N-A, D-A. And so we down here think it's Canada when it's really CND. I just
this
made that
probably
up.
Probably true. A? When you say that and you guys go, huh?
That's the country western crowd does that. Anyway, all right. So, hey, so tell me about what you do, because I think it's pretty interesting. For one, you don't just do plumbing and pipe fitting. You do it at nuclear plants. Tell me about that.
I do it in nuclear plants. We'll shut down the reactors. And most recently, I was in Darlington, where after the Fukushima meltdown, they're taking all the precautions. I'm sure that they'll start doing that in the USA as well to make sure that there's adequate cooling waters and preventative measures being taken so that we can't have a repeat, unfortunately, of what's going on over there.
Okay, so even after it was up and running, they decided let's take it down and verify that it has enough water to cool.
To cool in case of emergencies.
Okay, okay. And then when you're working for an automobile plant, what do you do for them?
In the car plants, if various things in the manufacturing, a lot of the parts are sitting in front of the assembly lines for the we have CAW workers.
Which stands for
Canadian Auto Workers.
Instead of United Auto Workers?
Instead of United Auto Workers.
Wonder
exactly.
Why we're not the AAU, American Auto Workers, if you're Canadian Auto Workers.
You can take that up with the powers that be. Yeah, so all of their parts and everything are on pneumatic tables and conveyors and everything, and they have to be pressurized to lift up and down and put it at workable heights for the workers, so we'll go in and retool the line.
Okay. How long are they down when you guys are in working?
Different parts of the plant will be down, could be a 2-week, 3-week.
Okay.
Like, I'll go from shutdown to shutdown and travel across the country.
And the brass is walking around going, when are you guys going to get us up and running again?
Well, when they start telling you that they're, for instance, when we're working on the nuclear reactors, each nuclear reactor is good for $1.4 million a day in lost revenue.
Oh,
so
my
when
goodness.
Got, that's per day. And when you've got four of them shut down, you're under the gun.
Wow. Wow. So lots of pressure.
Very.
Okay. That's interesting. And then for the oil and gas industry, I mean, when you look at a rig, everything is a pipe or a plumb.
Yeah, right? But see, what they do is everything only lasts so long.
Oh.
So they'll come in and they'll x-ray it, and they'll see inside of the oil refinery where weaknesses are in structural components and various piping installations and what needs to be changed and what doesn't. So we'll shut down a portion of the refinery, cut everything out that's necessary, and then put it all back in brand new.
Must be some pretty heavy-duty x-ray equipment, because I know when I x-ray mouths, if there is a silver filling, I can't see through it. All I see is a white area, the shape of the filling.
Well, with the importance of the installations, every single joint that we do is x-rayed.
Okay.
It's 100% x-ray.
Interesting. So that must be. And when you're in the nuclear power plant, I think you were telling me off air that you wear like double rubber suits or something?
Well, we wear like the yellow raincoats that everybody would be familiar with. We wear complete suits made out of that, with hoods and boots and gloves and the whole nine yards. And then depending on the danger of the job, we would put another rubber suit on top of that. So
okay.
It'd be very much like when you were young and your mom would dress you up in a snowsuit and put you out in the front lawn. You can't walk, you can't play, you can't bend, you can't stand.
Uh-huh.
Try to work like that.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And as well, you're hooked up to oxygen going into the rubber suit.
Interesting. So now, through your job, I believe, you have dental insurance, right?
Yes.
Okay. And is it free to you?
It's not free. I don't believe very many things in life are free, but I pay a portion. It gets automatically deducted out of my wages and whatever. It's a few cents an hour, and then my employer has to pay double that. So he pays two-thirds.
Okay.
And is that one-third, but it's not free.
Okay. Is it something that's optional? You can opt in or opt out?
You can't really opt in or opt out. It's part of it. Your employer pays, right? So it's part of our union benefit package.
Okay. Now, I thought Canada had free health care for everyone. They don't?
They don't have free health care. What we have is you have a certain amount of health care from the government, but it's very minimal, and the rest of it, it's like I say, it's part of your benefit package at work.
Now, are there choices between an in-network doctor and dentist that is covered through the, is it called National Health Service? What's it called? Not really sure.
Not really sure of the name of it.
Okay, but are there people like in the list or on the plan and people outside the plan? So like when you go to your dentist, for example, are all dentists covered by the insurance that you have?
Yes, I can choose. I can go to the dentist of my choice and certain parts of the, like, necessary work is covered, but cosmetic work wouldn't. Like if I wanted to go in and get veneers, for instance, that wouldn't be covered. But
not at all.
No.
Never.
No.
Okay. So it's kind of like here, nothing cosmetic is covered. Okay. Now, and you know, we always do a Dr. Kvitko question of the day, so I just want to make sure I understand that dental care in Canada is not free for its citizens. I think there's probably some misunderstanding down here because we think everybody else has socialized medicine, it's free, you just pay your taxes and you just go. But you're saying that's not true, huh?
No, nowhere that I know of in Canada is dental free.
Okay. But you guys still go?
We still go, yes.
Okay.
We still go religiously.
I notice you have most of your teeth. At least it looks like he has all of them.
I haven't upset enough people yet.
haven't gotten in that last fist fight, right?
I'm working on it.
Oh, are you? Okay. So, okay.
I haven't gotten in that last Canadian hockey game.
Yeah, everything's like related to hockey with him. And it's funny because I remember when I was a kid, visiting in Canada, we would go to youth hockey games. And then eventually, down here, where hockey was not known very well in Central Ohio, in fact, I think there were several years where your kid couldn't even play hockey down here. Eventually, me and my brother wound up building an ice rink so that there'd be more ice. So kind of that, I have that hockey connection too, if you will. So it's not free. Oh, okay. So you're about 58, I think, right? You told me?
Yes.
So have you gone, like, I mean, how often are you able to go, or do you go to the dentist? Let's say you're 58. Have you gone 116 times, twice a year for the last 58 years, or?
I go at least 4 times a year because I go every 3 months for a cleaning, which is covered by my plan, as well as, you know, checkups and normal dental work such as cavities, fillings.
Right. Did you guys listening hear what he said? He goes 4 times a year and it's covered, not twice like down here in the United States.
Every 3 months.
Wow.
And they actually call me and say, okay, your appointment is next week, and I don't make the appointment. They call me and tell me when I'm coming in.
They do.
It's regimented that every 3 months, right?
Yeah.
So if the time is unsuitable, it would be made to a time suitable for me, but the date they give me.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's actually pretty good to know that that they're really on top of it. And I'll have to say that, you know, there's this feeling out there that, for instance, in England, people don't have the best of teeth, you know, so what we hear. It's getting different. It's changing now. But then there's also this feeling that in the United States, we have the best care in the world. At least most people come and they receive that kind of care. But didn't really know where Canada fell in there. And now I'm beginning to think that Canada might be a little bit ahead of us because they let their people go and really keep up. Because let's face it, you know, what can I do as a dentist or my hygienist can do in, say, a 45 to a minute to an hour appointment twice a year that can really do that much benefit for somebody who has the other 363 days themselves, you know? So you have 365 days to get gunk on your teeth and miss things and not brush like you're supposed to and all that, and we only get 2 shots at you. So if a person isn't doing it really well, then they're going to get the gum disease. They're going to get, you know, the bone loss. They're going to get the cavities. So I think more times a year is great. And we do recommend here that a lot of people come 3 times a year, which would be every 4 months, if they have the periodontal disease. And in some cases, we recommend that they come every 3 months like you. But boy, you just can't get the insurance companies to cover it. It's just crazy.
Well, you really think that the insurance companies would know better, because if somebody's getting sick, whether it be mouth disease or whatever, then they're not going to be able to perform their work as diligently. So, I mean, and if you're happy because you look good, you're going to perform better. So, I mean, it really is a trickle-down effect.
That makes perfect sense, which is exactly why the insurance companies don't do it that way. In my opinion.
In my humble opinion.
Exactly. All right, yeah, so I'm getting the sign, which means it's we're going to do Dr. Kavicka's question of the day soon, but before we do, we want you to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kavicka. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kavicka to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household. Prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kavicka concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
I want to be on the cover of Forbes magazine, smiling next to Oprah and the Queen. Oh, every time I close my eyes.
And now it's time for Dr. Kavitko's question of the day.
All right. And if you're just joining us, by the way, I'm Dr. Kavitko. This is The Reasons We Smile, and we're doing Dr. Kavitko's question of the day. And so the winner is going to receive free flowers from Vice Number Florist. They'll be delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. We are talking about our show today is an episode, Canada versus USA, when it comes to dental care. And so the question is, true or false, dental care in Canada is free for all of its citizens. All right, is that true or is that false? Again, the winner receives free flowers from Vice Number Florist. They'll be delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. The number to call, 459-9769. That's 459-9769. So go ahead and call now.
Stay tuned to Dr. Kavicka.
Hi, my name's Athena. My family and I have been patients of Dr. Kavicka and Associates for over 10 years. We've gone to Dr. Kavicka for numerous reasons, especially cleanings, crowns, and root canals. Since going to Dr. Kavicka, I get compliments every day on how beautiful my smile is, and people always ask me how I get my teeth so white. I used to be afraid of the dentist, but Dr. Kavicka and his staff make you feel very comfortable and relaxed, and I'm not afraid anymore. I would recommend Dr. Kavicka for all your family's dental needs.
Call Dr. Kavicka and Associates today, 614-262-9588.
Dr. Kavicka, let's go!
Yeah!
Hi,
Hi, I'm Johanna, and I've been a dental patient at Dr. Cavico and Associates for over 10 years. I would really recommend Dr. Cavico for your family's dental care. They're friendly. They're always there to help me. I feel like family when I walk in the door. It's clean. It's comfortable. Even if I have to bring my kids, they have a great playroom for them. I know when I'm with Dr. Cavico, they are taking that extra time to make sure that I'm going to be the healthiest I can be. They've been great. I love them.
Call Dr. Cavico and Associates today, 614-262-9588.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Dr. Kavitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now.
All right, we're back. We're doing Dr. Kavitko's question of the day. We have four callers on the line. We have Jennifer, Linda, Donna, Tom. Actually, Donna and Tom. And so I'm going to ask my guest, Randy, pick a number from 1 to 4, please. Oh, I did not hear him. Say that again.
Number 3.
Okay, that's because his microphone was off. So that would be Jennifer. Jennifer, are you there?
Good morning. Yes, I am.
Hey, thank you for listening, first of all, and for calling in. We really appreciate that. What is the answer to true or false? Dental care in Canada is free for all of its citizens.
It's false.
That is correct. It is false. All right. So, hey, Jennifer, what do you do for a living?
I'm retired.
Retired what?
I was an event planner for Ohio Health.
Oh, okay. Event planner, like health fairs and things?
Shopping trips for employees, Prism Awards.
Oh.
Administrative meetings, you name it, we did it.
Wow.
And they still do.
They still do, just you're not helping anymore.
I'm just not helping anymore. Well, and that feels good.
Yeah, well, you deserve the rest. You earned it. All right, so stay on the line. We have to get the address to where we want to send those flowers from Vice Stember. Okay, Jennifer?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. Here we go. Give that to my producer. All right, so I am speaking with Randy Eckler. Randy is a plumber and pipe fitter in Toronto, and he does specialized plumbing and pipe fitting. He does the scary stuff, it sounds like. Would you say that, Randy?
That it is.
Now, do they, this is a trade, and so in order to get into it, you have training first, classes, and then you have an apprenticeship. Is that how it works?
It's a 5-year apprenticeship, mechanical apprenticeship, and you need to go to college 3 times over the 5 years.
Okay. And how much training before they even let you in the building to kind of help somebody that's a journeyman, so to speak?
You're actually allowed in right away.
Really?
Okay, but there's different job sites have different orientations to educate you on the needs of any particular job. And you're not really allowed to do anything physical except to assist your journeyman. You would pass some things and you're a glorified gopher, basically, for the first year, year and a half.
But you're getting paid.
You're getting paid.
Okay.
I mean, it's the pay scale obviously starts at the beginning, and then you go up as you gain more experience.
Okay. I mean, there's just...
But you have you have a 3-month probation period.
Right.
And after that 3 months, then you have your full benefits.
Okay. And I would assume, if it's like here in the U.S., there aren't enough people going into the field. Would you agree? We seem to have a shortage of auto mechanics and, you know, welders and electricians and plumbers. What about up there, Canada?
Well, it's the same thing in Canada for various reasons. People weren't going into the trades. And like I say, it's a 5-year program. So even if you went in today, it's 5 years before you get your license. So it takes quite a long while. But what we're noticing in Canada now is we're having more and more ladies enter into the trades.
Really?
And they're just as capable.
Interesting.
I commend them for the job they do.
Yeah. Well, I hadn't really thought of that, but they do just about every other job you can think of. And you guys don't have to lift two things that are crazy heavy, do you?
Oh, yeah. We lift things extremely heavy, but obviously if they're the bigger they are, we'll use mechanical aids to help us lift it, right?
Interesting, because there's a lot of tribal knowledge. You can only get so much in a classroom, right? And then the rest is this tribal knowledge that you've learned over time. And you know how the more we do a job, the smarter we are at it? But what people don't realize is the reason we know this is because we screwed it up somewhere along the line, right?
we call that OPEX, operating experience.
Oh, okay, OPEX. Okay, I've got lots of OPEX. But anyway, all right, so now your dad was a cab driver.
Yeah, for 40 years.
Yeah, that's really cool. And did he have dental insurance as a cab driver?
No, he had no dental insurance, but he didn't really need any because he had no teeth.
Well, but he had children.
he had children. I mean, he had teeth, but in those days, dentures was the way to go, right?
Okay. Yeah, unfortunately, it was kind of some of those folks in that age range just thought they needed to, when I get older, I'm going to get my good set. They thought of the dentures as their good set. But so since he didn't have insurance and he had four children, how old were you when you were first taken to the dentist?
In public school, I would still go for the cleanings and things like that. But back in those days, it was once every 6 months.
Now, when you say public school, did they actually have a clinic at the school?
No. Okay. It's just a normal grade school. And you know, I went to my family dentist, whichever one my parents had chose at the time.
Okay.
But there was no benefits or anything like that. My parents paid out of pocket.
Okay. That's something, too, I want to kind of expand on. Think about it. Because a lot of people in this country think, if you don't have dental insurance, I can't go to the dentist. So people stay home. And they're not going because, well, I'm going to wait till I get a job that has dental insurance. And in the meantime, they don't realize it, but their teeth are rotting or their gums are disappearing. So the reality is it's not, you can go to a dentist even if you don't have dental insurance. And your dad's a good example of that. Cab driver with no dental insurance, he made sure all four of you guys went to the dentist, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, because it's that important. And we know now a connection between regular health, your health of your body, and oral health. You can't have one without the other. You know, you can't be healthy physically if you have pus in your mouth, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, it's true. People die of that. So, all right. So, let me just see here. Okay, so now, who do you think has better teeth, Americans or Canadians? Let's liven this up a little bit.
Well, let's see. Seeing as how the Canadians are the hockey players, Americans must have better teeth.
My producer was mentioning that early. So you think that we have better teeth because you're missing most of yours. You told me that you were going to need an implant, and it's a kind of a right next to your front tooth. Is it because of a hockey injury? Because I know you played hockey as a kid.
It was because of a hockey.
It really
One
was.
One hockey game I wish I would have missed.
Wow. Okay. You didn't duck.
But it actually, it was several, it was about 30 years ago, 40 maybe, that it actually happened. But the technology has changed so much and the dentistry has improved so much that it's basically time to redo something that was done a while ago.
Right. And we're going to talk about that when we come back from the break because, we're going to find out what you're in the midst of having done there. When we come back, you're listening to The Reasons We Smile here with Dr. Kvitko, and we'll be right back.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dr. Kvitko.
Here at Dr. Kvitko & Associates, we are intensely dedicated to providing the absolute best dental care. The word mediocre isn't in our vocabulary. We just won't take shortcuts. Isn't that what you want in the person you trust with sharp objects in your mouth? Of course it is. However, people tend to assume high quality means expensive. But guess what? We're more affordable than you think. Our fees are about the same as one of those chains. But with us, you get our 34 years of experience and our unwavering commitment to quality. Discover for yourself. Call us at 614-262-9588.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now.
When it comes to the overall health of your teeth, trust the experience of Dr. Kvitko & Associates. From dental cleanings and exams to restoration, dental implants, and pediatric care, Dr. Kvitko & Associates can give you something to smile about.
There's a lot of places out there that offer discount dentistry, but at Dr. Kvitko's, he actually takes the time.
See what Dr. Kvitko & Associates can do for you. Conveniently located on High Street in Clintonville, call 262-9588. Or online at drkvitko.com.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kvitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
Does it hurt when you smile? You're a killjoy, that boy. Sipping up the words to the world. Is it gonna kill you to smile? Maybe just try.
All right, we're back. I'm Dr. Kvitko. This is The Reasons We Smile. In the studio with me is Randy Eckler. He is a plumber and pipe fitter in Toronto, Canada. And we were talking about how you lost a tooth when you were a kid playing hockey, and now you're about to have it fixed, finally, once and for all, for good. And what are you having done?
I'm having an implant done. So far, I've had the bone graft done and to the jaw, and they're waiting for that to heal, and then they're going to continue the process. They'll put it in the post and then the cap, and this is most of it is covered by my dental plan.
That was going to be my next question. Most of it meaning what percent?
90%.
90%?
Covers 90%.
Yeah, see, in the United States, if they covered it at all, it'd be 50%. And then they would complain about that and want to dumb it down to a lower number. Yeah. And what about, now I also heard in Canada that kids, dental care for kids is free up to a certain age, but that's not true, huh?
Not as, no. There's,
okay.
There's no free dental care.
Okay. now, how much out of pocket then are you going to have to spend for your implant? Do you know? I mean, what's it going to cost you? Is it going to cost you $300? Is it going to cost you? Well, you have that funny money, that colored money that's plastic that melts in the dryer. But anyway.
Well, we also have plastic money as in credit cards, too, right?
I mean, oh, that's
everybody's
true.
Got that.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if you've seen Canadian money lately, but it's plastic. It's printed on plastic. You can't tear it. And
those are the new ones, and we don't like it very much.
You don't like it?
No.
Didn't you tell me that you no longer have $1 bills?
We no longer have $1 bills. We no longer have $2 bills. They're coins now. I mean, the old ones are still in existence, but they're not making any new ones.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, we don't have that problem. We just keep printing money down here. You guys got to get with the program.
Well, print some for me, and I'll take it home.
So I'm going to hold up. This is a Canadian $20 bill I'm holding up to the camera. And you see that it's clear in a spot that you can see right through it. Let's see if I can put it by my face. And so all the money is like, what color is a 5?
Blue.
Okay, what about a 10?
Purple.
Purple, and then you have the green 20. Okay. What's the largest denomination? 100?
No, I believe we have a $1,000 bill.
You do?
I don't see them very often, but...
just so you know.
And if I do, it's removed from my pocket before laundry.
Oh, okay.
I won't tell you by who.
I think I know. But you know what? We used to have $1,000 bills in this country. We used to have $500 bills. We don't anymore. The largest denomination in the U.S. is a $100 bill, 100, because they worry about counterfeiting. If somebody can counterfeit a $1,000 bill, that's 10 times the impact of counterfeiting a $100 bill. So they've disappeared as well. Okay, so let me think. Your yearly maximum, what is your yearly maximum
the
again?
The yearly maximum is $2,000 on normal dentistry.
$2,000, that's twice ours.
But what we do when as a union member, when I go to the dentist, if I'm unsure, the dentist will submit a
predetermination, an estimate?
Predetermination estimate.
Okay.
And then the plan will contact the dentist, letting him know what portion would or wouldn't be covered.
Okay. And then what about braces, orthodontics?
Orthodontics, we have $2,500 per year per person.
Per year?
Per year.
Wow, we get $1,500 per lifetime here. We all need to move to Canada. Can I do the show from Canada? I can. I can do the live remotes. Yeah, I can do those live remotes. So, yeah, it's you would think that with we're considered kind of like a very wealthy nation and all that, yeah, that we would have the better plan. But apparently we don't. And so when you guys hear me talking about that on the air, you'll know what I'm talking about. All right. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have with Randy. Thank you so much for being on my show.
Very welcome. Thank you for having me.
Really appreciate it. Okay. Now, next week, we're going to have Dr. Stephen Kong, an assistant professor in the Department of Otolaryngology, Head and Neck Surgery at the Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center, specializing in the comprehensive management of benign and malignant head and neck tumors. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Dr. Kvitko and visit my office Facebook page and like us. Be sure to join me next Sunday and every Sunday morning right here on your favorite station. Goodbye.
Before we leave, let me tell y'all a little something. Before we leave, let me tell y'all a little something.
This is Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1, urging you to tune in next week with my dentist, Dr. Kavitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to thereasonswesmile.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kavitko's show.
If you'd like Dr. Kavitko, the world's most interesting dentist, to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588, or send an email to speaking@thereasonswesmile.com.